life, sex, goals, and oh, hell knows, this is Midlife Craving. 911, what's your emergency?
Hi, yeah, my name's Adrian, and it's fucking getting hot in here because my most popular guest is back. Uncle Mo in the house. I'm so happy to have you back. How are you doing, Uncle Mo?
Happy to be back.
Yes.
That was fun the first time.
And everyone loves you, so they're going to be jumping for joy that you're here, believe me.
Well, hopefully I don't disappoint.
There's no way. All right, so it's time for my five-minute orgasm where I unload all of the things going on in my life right now. There's always a lot, so let's get to it. First, I want to give a shout out to all of my amazing listeners. I love the feedback and hearing how something I've discussed or something that's come up has helped you in your life. You know, my ultimate goal is to normalize this what the fuckery that is this time of life right now. And it feels amazing to know that I'm making an impact out there. Also, I want to give a shout out to my closet cravers. Do you hear that, Uncle Mel? Closet cravers. They're out there.
So they're in the closet.
Listening to my show.
So they're they're just hanging out by themselves, listening to your show. Yep. Well, they're listeners. So good for you. Good for you. They're listening.
But I know who I know a few of them, and you guys know who you are, and I see you, and then I'm happy that you're here too. Oh yeah, so really quick PSA, I am not on Tinder, nor am I on any other dating apps. That's That's a new development in my life right now. And to be honest with you, I don't plan on being on one, but someone has taken my photos. You know, you've really made it when someone's stealing your photos, using them on their own online dating profile, but someone's going to be really disappointed because that's a catfish. It's not me.
I kind of want to say congratulations, but I kind of don't.
I know. It's creepy and wrong, but it also just means, you know, my shit's out there. And so definitely not on any dating apps. By the way, I've never been on Tinder. Isn't that like an app where you go and you just immediately fuck? So people are like DTF thinking they're going to fuck me and it's just not happening.
I've heard that it is, but I don't know. I saw a dating app called Hinge, mm-hmm. and apparently that one has a lot more class. So that one is more dedicated for people meeting people who are not interested in the other type of apps.
Oh, okay.
But I've the other type of apps look like you're going to be alone for Christmas. like they look terrible.
Hold on, Uncle Mel. No first Christmas ornament for you.
No, not at all. Swipe.
Oh, my God. And then, you know, while we're talking about the people that are stealing my photos, I have a quick message for all of my haters out there because I have, you know, a few and they're on TikTok or whatever and they have some things to say. I just want to say, ouch, bitch, you hit me right where I don't give a fuck. Mm. So that's what I have to say.
You know, if somebody is taking time out of their day to say something negative about you, mm-hmm. they just wasted their time.
I know. Isn't that sad?
For them.
Pathetic.
Not for you.
I know.
Good for you.
All right. So I have a huge update. It has been 30 days into my 60-day no-D diet. I'm at the halfway point. And
do we have like an applaud?
Oh, like, yeah. We need a sound machine.
Yeah, we need a sound machine for people clapping.
I have one at work. I'll bring it. Okay. Good. That's a great idea. A golf clap right now.
Golf clap. Golf clap, everybody.
All right. So I have a lot to say about this. This diet has been life-changing for me. One of the most unexpected results is I'm feeling all my feels now. I feel like I now know and understand how addicts can like stay in their abuse cycle because not being able to avoid my issues with my drug of choice, that shit hurts. I talk about how I never cry, and I swear to God, Uncle Mo, I've cried twice in the last week.
Crying's not bad.
I know, but I'm not a crier. This is not my thing.
Just don't tell anybody. You just told everybody.
Yeah, that's told the world. You know, I feel like I'm absolutely mourning Prince Charming right now. You know, it all hit me like right at once. Like my happily ever after, it's changed, you know, and I'm mourning the loss of what I thought it could be. So yeah, so there's just a lot of feels going on right now, and it's rough stuff. And usually, like I said, my go-to is get under someone else, hurry up and get over it. And it's really making me face my demons right now. I think that's something that's really shocked me about this no-D diet.
You know what? You should be proud of yourself. You should definitely applaud for yourself and pat yourself on the back if nobody else is. If you felt this strongly to stand up and do something, then give yourself the trophy.
Oh, thank you. No,
nobody is going to understand exactly what's going on in your head. Mm-hmm. So be the person that rewards yourself.
Thank you for that. Yeah, seriously.
Absolutely.
That means a lot to me. All right. Also, I have some really exciting news coming soon, and I cannot wait to share it all with you when it's final. But I'm going through a lot of change. Actually, you know, I keep calling it growth, but I have been way outside of my comfort zone. And I know that's a really good thing. I mean, I swear, like, that is the sweet spot. You know what I mean? But I've been craving comfort big time. I feel like I just want like a big old bear hug from someone that loves me, you know, just craving that comfort.
Have you noticed, though, that you decided to do this diet thing, mm-hmm. you know, the no D diet, you decided to do this podcast, you decided to just be an active person that's going to do something that you enjoy, and look at what it's doing for you. And the door is open.
Yeah.
You are going to burst through this door. And oh, take over you. The world. It's going to happen. I mean, I don't even know what you're talking about here, but you are really going to be something.
Oh, it's going to happen. Thank you, Uncle Mel. This is why you're like the ultimate motivator. I swear to God. Thank you for that. All right. So I will say that this diet has really allowed me. We're talking about this, like, with crushing it. This diet has allowed me to focus on myself and step up my motherfucking game. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I don't have any good morning texts. I don't have any WYD. I don't have any good nights. I don't have any you up question mark. You know, like, it's really freeing when you have all of this time to dedicate to yourself and your goals.
You know, you should get another phone
mm-hmm.
and then, like, text yourself in the morning. You up? And you're like, fuck yeah, I'm kicking ass.
Hell yeah.
And send it back to yourself. You know?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Oh, I'm taking over the world. Send it to yourself. Because you are the person that's making all this happen.
I love that idea.
Yeah, I don't know what it's going to cost you, but
we can work out 99 cents a text. Yeah.
It might give me a break.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I love texting you stuff.
Yes. All right.
You should definitely stand up. And applaud for the strength that you have.
Thank you. I know it's hard for me to do. This is new to me. This is like I said, this is foreign territory. This is something I've never done for myself before. So I'm out here just swimming in a big old fishbowl. You know, like, look at me. Here I go. You know,
about to leave the fishbowl into the ocean.
That's right. Ready to go. My first adventure here.
Go find Nemo.
Yeah. Oh my God. By the way, this is making me think. One of my listeners sent me a message and she was like, Adrian, you are the Dory when it comes to dick. Cause I'm always just like, oh my gosh, just this life is so hard. I'm like, hard. And then I'll say things like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know. There's always something where I'm just like talking about something and a
word
will pop up.
When you drive down the street, take a left turn. Oh, that dick had a left curve to it.
I mean, she's so true. It's just like everywhere. It's just like all of a sudden, I'm just like, dick? I mean, it was one of the funniest comments I've seen. All right. So, you know, it's almost like when you're going through this, when I'm on this diet, it's almost like I'm going from a passenger to a pilot of my life. And without the distraction, I've been absolutely crushing it. I have. I mean, big things are happening to me. And there's been like a huge, and I just feel like this has been a huge result through this whole no-D diet that I was not expecting. But again, through all of this change and exciting success, it's like I'm the happiest and saddest in my life at the exact same time. Like, I don't really know how to explain that right now. It's been very weird. And like I said, I'm craving that comfort. So I have a story to tell. Okay. So Prince Charming came over the other night. He takes my daughter out for like a little date night. And I love that he does that. And he will continue to do that. And I love that about him.
That's awesome.
Yes. But seeing him was hard. And I was like, I'm just craving that like safe place to land, you know? So after he left, I was upstairs and I took a shower. And I'm not gonna lie, like I was upset and I couldn't hide it from my daughter. So we're like laying there in bed and she's like the sweetest girl in the whole wide world. And she like puts her arms around me. And I told her, I was like, let's take a picture. I was like, cause I wanna look back at this photo in a few months and say like, I'm better now, you know? And so she was just like, you're gonna be okay. Like, it was very, very sweet. So I'm sitting there having a pity party for myself. My baby girl is just like doing good. But then she like was like, I'm all right. I'm going to go have my Oreos now. I'm like, okay. So she moves over and she looks down at the sheets and she's like, Mom, is that toothpaste? It was not, spoiler, it was not toothpaste. And I'm sitting there like, yeah. And she goes, I wonder how that got there.
Now's the time for you to just go have your Oreos.
And listen, and I swear to God, Uncle Mel, I literally, all the tears went away. I burst out laughing and I was like, and she's back. Like, it really, it just like turned everything around for me. I was like, and she just sat there on her iPad, had her headphones on, eating her Oreo next to some toothpaste residue.
Isn't it great to be innocent?
I know. I mean, I was just like in tears and I texted Katina and I was like, oh my God, you won't believe what just happened. But it like turned me around. You know, I did, you know, I say, like, one of the things I always say, and I say it to my daughter a lot, you know, when you have, you know, Adrian and her no good, horrible, terrible, bad day, yeah. I'm like, restart your day right now. It doesn't have to be a new day. You can start it. You can start, restart your day at any time.
Do you remember, what was it, Staples that used to have that button and used to hit it? That little button they would give everybody.
Was it a panic button?
I don't know what it was. It was like a little red button you used to be able to hit it. We need to make one that says the reset button.
Yes.
That is the reset button. And you should be able to hit it at whatever point you want. And that's that reminder to go, hey, snap to it.
Yeah. Any time of the day or any part, any time in your life. Mm-hmm. Reset button. I love that. That's what this no-D diet is doing for me.
Yeah.
It's an enormous reset button.
Hey, and look what happened the other night. Your daughter hit it for you.
Right. Yeah, she sure did. Yeah. But isn't that so funny, though? Like, I swear to you, I mean, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm like,
right. Like, and she was like, Mom, snap out of it.
Yeah, it was really great.
She did a good job.
I know. Yeah. All right. I want to say something about all of this. The diet, my hard work on this show, the success of it all right now. So I saw this quote and it goes, success is like being pregnant. Everyone says congratulations, but nobody knows how many times you got fucked. And so I just want to say this right now. Like, everyone can see the good. Everyone can see, you know, your accolades and the things that you're doing and everything is going good for you. But they don't know the grit. They don't know the grind. They don't know how many times you've been fucked.
If nobody can see it right now, my eyes roll in the back of my head because I send you so many inspirational things. That is amazing. That is incredible. I've never been pregnant.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine what that's like.
Isn't that so incredible? Isn't that a crazy quote though?
Yeah,
like, seriously, like,
nuts.
Everyone, when you get pregnant, everyone's like, congratulations, but they don't know how many times you've been fucked. Right. Know.
Have you ever seen that like image where it's like the person holding the trophy and they're like, this is all you see?
Mm-hmm.
But then underneath of it, you see like,
it's like an iceberg.
Mm-hmm. The getting up at 4 a.m,
right.
The hard work, all the stuff you put into it. Nope, they just see the trophy.
Yep.
So hold your trophy high up.
Yep.
Those of us that know you, we know what it took for you to get here. So
sacrifices.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to wrap up this 5-minute orgasm. I know I'm way over, but who doesn't love a longer orgasm? Orgasm. See, there I go. There I go again.
Just turn into a fish. Where's Nemo?
I know.
Go find him.
He's long gone. Long, long gone. All right. So this 5-minute orgasm, let's wrap it up. So this no-D diet, it is fucking changing my life. I seriously want to implore anyone and everyone, you know, to try it. If you're going through some shit, divorce, breakups, you know, getting out of a toxic relationship, try the 60-day no-D diet. It's truly shocked me, like, what an impact it's made on my life. And it's only been 30 days. And there's been incredible strides. I mean, it sounds so simple, right? But for me, and I think a lot of people, too, when they're getting out of a relationship, you immediately want to heal by distracting yourself or numbing yourself. And this, you can't avoid it now. You have to go through it. And I think that's a big deal.
I think this is important for you to like refocus on what's important, you know, and to get rid of certain, I don't want to say distractions, but maybe it is distractions. I don't know. But you are definitely putting things back in order of an importance that's not only going to build you the foundation, but now you are torching up that light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes. Like fucking priorities. Absolutely.
And look, here's my advice to you. Don't make it 70 days. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ease back into it. Don't be like, oh, I'm back, everybody.
I know, but July 1st.
Right. Yeah. But listen, get back into a relationship with somebody. And, you know, but you're putting more of your values in front. Mm-hmm. And so I think whatever your next relationship is going to be, it's going to be highly beneficial from this decision.
I agree. I completely agree. And you know what? can I just tell you, it is a distraction. 100%. Like, it distracts you from your goals. It distracts you from your healing. And can I tell you something else that's a huge benefit and bonus to this diet? It's the best excuse ever. If a guy asks me out, I'm sorry, I'm on a diet. It's like, I mean, it's fucking working. I'm like,
okay, what are you, a vegetarian?
Yeah, I can't have any meat this week, this month, whatever. But no, I'm dead serious. It's like the best fucking excuse. And also, it's I can almost feel my mind getting fucked because my mind is like, because I'm not someone who likes to fail. So it's like, you're not going to fucking fail at this. You're sticking to this diet. Like, you're not going to fall. You're not going to end up sitting on someone else's dick or someone else's face.
You are literally taking your brain to the gym right now.
Yeah.
And you are working out your brain and focusing on your mind.
Yep.
And putting your values in front. And focusing on that. And then that's like a bulldozer. You're driving it through walls right now. Mm-hmm. You are making things happen.
I'm not trying to be funny when I say this, but I can feel the change. I can like feel the physical change. And, you know, it sounds so lame, but like the mind expanding, like it's happening. You know what I mean? And I'm doing something I've never done this before. So it's been a lot of clarity for me, for sure.
Well, nobody's going to feel your change but you.
Yeah. Yep.
Nobody is.
And yep. I've never taken the time to invest in myself. How sad is that? And like
people are going to complain about it. They're going to talk so much shit. They're going to be haters. They're going to be, I don't know if I've told you this before, but if you could walk on water, people are going to go, well, it's because you can't swim.
Right. Right.
Fuck them.
Yep.
You are charting your territory.
I think that this diet also, it gives you the confidence to move forward and it as well, because you're like, fuck it. I don't care. I see changes within myself. That's all that matters now.
Right.
So big proponent of the 60-day no-D diet. I love people that are reaching out to me. I have two other people that I know that are on it right now. And I just recently suggested it for one of my friends on Instagram. I'm like, hey, tell her to try the 60-day no-D diet. So maybe it's going to become a thing.
I think it's going to be a huge
Let's
thing.
Let's do it. Yeah.
I think you're sitting on the cusp of something that could be very influential and help a lot of people.
Yeah. You know, it's just, it's something, and it sounds so simple, but it's working. So I'm here for it. Yes. All right. So Uncle Mo, you are by far my most popular and elusive guest. Very elusive. And everyone's asking about you, but no spoiler alerts here. But everyone wants to know more about you. And you have bravely shared with me the rise of Mo. And I loved this little note that you sent me. So let's talk about it. Tell me your story. And I want you to share what you wrote to me, because I think it's amazing.
You told me how much like the episode I was on was like well received. Mm-hmm. And people were like, wow, this guy's cool. You actually linked me up with a couple people who I put on a schedule now that I text. And I'm like, hey, remember, you're good. You know, I send them something that's important to them to get them through. I've listed them books for them.
Yes,
I've
sent them podcasts. Thank you for that.
Absolutely.
It means a lot.
Everybody who needs a little help, we need these kind of people to get through help. Mm-hmm. Here's the bottom line. Everyone struggles.
Right.
The most successful people in the world struggle. Mm-hmm. They just know how to hide it better.
You're right.
Right? So I'm guaranteeing the millionaires of the world have emotional issues. Mm-hmm. Or they have some kind of health issue or something like that. They're struggling with something.
Right.
They just need a little bit of help. If we can all just be a better part of something where we can help each other out, we'll all be better people.
So true.
That's the world I want to live in.
Me too. I'm thankful that you're in mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about the rise of Mo.
Okay. So, you know, I think on your last episode, I came across as some kind of like, you know, inspirational guy that's always like that. Like maybe the guy in the gym, it's always like lift harder, push further, whatever. I'm not that at all. I'm just a human being. Mm-hmm. And all of us have to go through a lot of shit to get to see where we are or what we need to do. And I think that is exactly what happened to me, where my world opened up and I was like, wow, who cares about all those years wasted? Let's make a better future. Mm-hmm. And it happened when I was in my 40s. It never happened until that time frame. I have been a sucker for women. So I was like, okay, I'll go from this woman to that woman, to this woman to that woman, to this woman to that woman. And then I landed on one and I was like, wow, okay, she's everything. She wasn't everything.
Right.
She's just was something. Mm-hmm. And for a period of time, and I gave it all up. I was in my 40s, and up until that time frame, I always call it the C+ student. Have you ever met a kid who's a C+ student?
C's get degrees. C's, yeah.
your doctor probably had C's, right? You wouldn't know. It just says doctor on
right.
the wall.
Yeah,
you
C's, I just, C's get degrees. It's a thing.
Mm-hmm. But do you know A-plus students? A-plus students go places. Mm-hmm. Do you know F students?
For sure.
I don't think you do because they're in prison. They're terrible people.
Fun fact. Hold on. I can't say I'm perfect. I failed out of my first semester of college. I never went back. My parents like threatened to, they were like, you're coming home. I was like, oh, fuck that. So I got like nothing less than a B after that. But I have been an F student before, just not long term.
Okay. Well, we all meet them. Yeah. They're all out there. But so here's the thing about C plus students. We're like drifters. Mm-hmm. We're just drifting through the world. And all it took was somebody to throw that fishing rod out and reel me in. And they're like, I got me a C plus student. This guy's mm-hmm. going to do everything I want to. Mm-hmm. And it happened. I gave up my whole life for a person.
Wow.
I gave up where I was living, my money, my family, every single thing, just to be with somebody and to be committed to somebody mm-hmm. who was a terrible person. So I fell hard in depression. Really, 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 really hard. I wasn't using drugs or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I wasn't suicidal or anything like that. But let me tell you, they were the worst days of my life. Like I would get up out of bed thinking, I don't even want to walk today. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get up. I don't want to exist because I'm with somebody who doesn't make me feel like I want to exist.
Right.
And that person completely broke me down every single day until I gave up on myself and I lived completely for that person.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I did that in my marriage. So I'm big time relating right now.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks because you fall in love with somebody because of the things that make you want to fall in love. And then other stuff happens. Mm-hmm. And so many people out there have bad qualities. Well, it's also part of us of how we exist with other people with bad qualities. I didn't handle it well.
Yeah.
The way I handled it was distraction. So this person would get distracted when I would create things, like when I would build things or cook. Or provide or stuff like that. I never addressed the situation. Mm-hmm. All I did was put myself back further in depression and got fat. I was so huge. I looked like a water tower.
No, I saw no.
Man, I was enormous.
Yeah.
My feet were wider. My I can watch relate to this as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it was insane how much weight I gained. So when that happened, I lost confidence in myself.
Right.
And then it wasn't like I can leave this person to be okay on my own. I was like, well, I can't leave this person because who's going to like this fat guy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's going to like this fat guy that doesn't believe in himself? And we actually got to a point to where I felt like we were just roommates.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people that can relate to that.
Yeah. We were living together in a house and it was big and we spent a lot of money fixing it up. That was my distraction.
Yeah.
And at the end of the night, I was just so tired. I would just sleep on the couch. I wouldn't even say goodnight. Mm-hmm. You know, we just lost everything we had. You know, this is me being honest. This is more above and beyond the fact that she was a terrible person.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't try anymore. I gave up.
Yep.
That falls on me. That doesn't fall on her, you know? And one day I just snapped. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget it. I can probably quote the exact day, hour.
Wow.
And second. I came in the house with every single ingredient of a dinner that she would like.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the store to buy everything that I could do to cook this woman a meal that might crack a little bit of a smile. When I came in the door to what I had been living with for years, and I'm like, what's the deal? What is it? I'm tired of this. I'm not going to skirt around it anymore. I can't live this way. What's going on? And she said, it's you. I mean, she flat out said it that way. And I'm glad she did that. I'm mm-hmm. so happy that she actually stated that because we could not have gone on. We couldn't continue right. this way.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, you know, a mini empire. We had a house and dogs and valuables and things like that. And I sat in that place for like about an hour. And I said, fuck it. Fuck all this shit. Fuck the house. Fuck dogs. Fuck this stupid food I just bought her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving.
Wow. So this was in one day.
It was in 30 minutes.
Wow.
I literally had nowhere to live. I was bouncing around couches for like 3 weeks.
Wow. Holy
shit. I slept
shit.
In my car for a couple days. I didn't even have underwear. I would go to the store to buy new underwear because I didn't go back to the house for anything. And we got to a point of hatred between each other, mm-hmm. which was so irresponsible, but that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And finally one day where we could talk to each other, I'm like, can you just leave my stuff outside? And after 8 years, I went back there with a U-Haul truck and grabbed all my shit and put it in a storage unit.
So let me ask you, like, the physical transformation, when did that start taking place? After that day? Or
was it like a couple of really hard weeks, mm-hmm. you know, of like trying to get my confidence back, mm-hmm. trying to feel the freedom, because if that feeling wasn't there at first, it was more like a hopelessness, mm-hmm. not knowing, you know, what's going on. The funny thing is that I never wanted to tell anybody what was going on.
Right.
I never wanted to look like what was going on. I made sure I took a shower every day. I made sure I shaved, got my hair cut, did everything I needed to.
You didn't have any support system when you were going through all this?
I had a couple friends, mm-hmm. and there's five guys I grew up with. They're the world to me. They're my brothers, you know? So two of them were going through a divorce at the same time. We linked together, you know, we helped mm-hmm. each other out, but we decided to keep it private. Nobody's got to know about any of this stuff that's going on. So I slept on a couple of their couches or whatever. And then I finally started renting a place and got on my own. And then
you started putting in the hard work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the development began. So the development started with a mirror.
I know. I want to talk about this because you told me, I swear to God, like, you showed me that, you sent me a photo of your tattoo. And I was like, how do I not know? I mean, I guess this summer when you come to the pool, I'll check out all your other tattoos. But I'm like, how do I not know what tattoos you have? But I want to talk about this tattoo that you have, because when you said it to me, I was like, wow. And then also, I think it's funny because I saw it as, it's like a dual purpose. Sorry. So let's talk about that.
Awesome. So at the time all this happened, my parents were really upset with me that I was with this person because mm-hmm. they didn't like her.
Right. You said you gave up your family, for her, right?
So one of the hardest things I had to do, and it happened on a day that I got that U-Haul truck, is I had to call my mother, who has been a huge influential person in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'd say, Mom, I'm sleeping on somebody's couch. I got out of that relationship. She was happy for me.
Right.
She was very, very happy for me. But it was tough going to somebody who's, she's not just my mom. She's like, she is the Uncle Mo for me. Mm-hmm. You know, like, she was the leader for me. She was the inspirational person. Mm-hmm. She was the wisdom, the guidance.
You don't want to let her down.
Yeah. I didn't want to let my mother down. And the one thing I was doing by getting into this relationship was trying to be somebody who my mother would appreciate, mm-hmm. somebody who could get into a family lifestyle where I had kids, possibly bought a house, did everything we're supposed to do, the white picket bullshit, all that bullshit.
Yep.
And it failed. But, you know, my mom was like, you know, she was the one who said failing forward. That's her quote. You know, that's her words. So she was totally okay with this. And then I was like, all right, well, what's next? Well, dude, you're fat. Look in the mirror. Holy crap. I don't know what my waist size was, but it was a lot bigger than what it is now. I mean, it was huge. I couldn't, like, I've had watches I had to go get resized, and wow. I cannot believe how many links I took out of the watches.
It's so funny we're talking about this, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I did the same thing. Like, I talk about when I was in my marriage, I was up, my highest weight was 244 pounds. I showed you my before photo. Yeah. It's mind-blowing. And it's just amazing to me how your physical appearance can deteriorate when you're that miserable. And someone actually said to me, they said on TikTok, they were like, well, maybe if you would have lost all that weight, your husband would have kept you. And I'm like, bitch, I gained all that weight because I was miserable and I'm not miserable anymore. Therefore, I care about myself again and I have my respect and my, like, life back. You know what I mean? It's funny how the physical goes with the emotional.
That's terrible that somebody would say that to you.
I know. They're out there, though.
That says a lot about the person who said mm-hmm. that to you. But you know what? You gained that weight because of the atmosphere you were in.
Yeah.
And your ex-husband probably wanted you to be like that. Like,
oh, for sure.
If he was with you as you are now, he would probably, like, have so many insecurities yes. about you and your lifestyle that
yep.
he wouldn't be comfortable as a person.
So true.
And who wants to be married to that?
Right. So true.
Yeah. So good for you.
So I don't want to lose this. I want to talk about this tattoo because, and what it says, and it's your mom. So read it to us. I love this because she was telling you, look at yourself, you know?
This all started, my mom actually died. Okay. So she had a series of strokes. Mm-hmm. She was a major smoker. We talked about this on the first time I was on your show before. We talked about non-negotiables, right?
Yes. Non-negotiables.
My number one, it's smoking. My mom was Same. A heavy smoker. I mean, the car stunk, the house stunk, mm-hmm. everything stunk. And then I had to hear and listen to her cough all morning. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? It cost her life because that's what smoking does. It will destroy you and kill you. Mm-hmm. And as many times as we try to talk her out of smoking, she would continue to smoke. It was the addiction. Mm-hmm. So she had a series of strokes. There were blood clots that happened. And the first one kind of just took her down really hard. She had two we didn't even know about. Wow. She wouldn't even tell us. And then the last one robbed her brain. So she, after the last one, she only had about 16% of her brain life. And then they took her to the wrong hospital. And then she only ended up at 4%. So after that, it was like a no coming back situation. And it really helped me kind of figure out everything I got to do to be like the head of the family at that point. Mm-hmm. And it really helped me remember everything my mom told me subliminally. Mm-hmm. Like she sent so many messages out to me subliminally that I didn't even realize. So about a year after my mom's death, my sister got a tattoo and it was a love mom. You've seen those before.
Yeah.
I love my sister's tattoo. I think it's awesome. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, I don't want to do what my sister did because, you know, that's special for her and I don't want to rob her happiness, mm-hmm. you know, and I want to do something too because I'm a fan of tattoos. So I, a quote my mom always told me has always stuck with me and it didn't really hit me hard until after I started reading about being a better person, inspirational.
The Rise of Mo.
Yeah, The Rise of Mo. Mm-hmm. It was all this stuff kind of like at the top of it, the one quote hit me and it punched me in the face. When I was a kid, we were driving down the road and I was hungry and my mom turned around and I said, Mom, I'm hungry. And she turned around and she said, look in the mirror, you'll get fed up. As in, shut up, you ugly kid. Nobody wants to hear your shit. You know, like it was her being sarcastic.
Yeah.
My mom was very sarcastic, but she's right. If you want something and you want to make a difference, who the fuck is going to do it for you?
Right. So when you said that to me, I thought the exact same thing. It was like, you know, look in the mirror, you'll get fed up. And then also it's like dual, I said, it's like the dual purpose thing is like when you are fed up, go look in the mirror. You know what right. I mean? Like, it's like, it works both ways because it's so true. You are the only one responsible for your happiness, everything going on in your life.
Accountability.
You know, exact accountability, like this 60-day no-D diet. I'm accountable now for me, myself, and I. Right.
And look mm-hmm. what's happening with you.
Right.
Look at all these successful things you're going through. I mean, it's you're just opening the door.
Yeah.
All you had to do was look in the mirror and get fed up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I fucking love that quote. I really do.
Whatever it was, maybe your marriage, mm-hmm. maybe it was your physical appearance, mm-hmm. maybe it was a challenge at your job. And you're like, you know what? Who's going to get me through this little challenge at my job? Me. I am.
Right.
I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. That's when the light bulb, you know, shatters.
Yep.
And you break through that brick wall. So it was when I finally got my own place and I looked in the mirror and I was like, well, I'm not going to pay somebody to shed off this fat off me.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get out and start exercising mm-hmm. and I'm going to eat healthy. And I'm at that age
you
where
got
I really
fucking
should be
fed
paying
up.
Attention to it. Mm-hmm. I dropped 115 pounds in less than 3 months.
What? Hold on. What kind of fucking diet is that?
It wasn't the no-D diet.
It ain't no-D diet.
It was the no-bullshit diet.
Wow.
The no-bullshit diet. Holy shit. Do you know every one of us in this world operates off 40%?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that before?
I believe it.
40% is the rule. 40% is what gets us up in the morning. 40% is how much action we put in at work.
Wow.
Okay? 40% is how much we invest back into ourselves.
Mm.
I went, fuck that. Where's the other 60?
Wow. Damn. That's amazing. I lost 60 pounds in 10 months, which I thought was a feat. But I like beer
awesome.
And chips and dick.
Men and
too.
Women. Men and women. Yeah, chips and dicks.
Here we go.
You ever see the movie Weird Science?
Yes. Oh my.
They have a quote like that. It's like whips, chips, chains, and dips or something like that. I don't even know.
But mine's going to be dicks.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, I dropped the weight drastically.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I got the confidence back
yes,
immediately. And
confidence.
I wasn't like, you know, oh, it's a new me. It's whatever. It's like, no, this is me.
Yeah.
This is me. The old me was sheltered. The old me was hidden.
Let's talk about something that's huge. And you have really been like opening me up to this and you're helping me. I'm choosing my own, your core values. Like I'll say something to you and you'll say, Adrian, core fucking values. Oh, and then what is something else? I just want to say this really quick. Something else you said to me the other day, you were like, OQP. What does OQP stand for again?
Only quality. Have you ever heard of Les Brown? I love this guy, Les Brown. So this all happened during this time frame. I started to realize how cool YouTube is and how valuable it is. And so every morning, instead of getting up and eating a bowl of cereal or being miserable about my life, mm-hmm. I'd look in the mirror. I'd go, it's on you. You got to make this shit happen. And do you need help? There is help. Get on YouTube. Go on YouTube, look up Les Brown. This guy is hilarious. I love him. The stories I've heard about this guy. I think I sent you one about the bamboo tree.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That one was incredible. There's a story about him being a radio DJ that is amazing.
So he came up with the OQP?
Yeah. So Les Brown was a kid who was born in Miami. They actually labeled him as a mentally handicapped child. And he went through a terrible school system, and he's brought himself up to be this amazing speaker. And his stuff is all over YouTube. He has podcasts. He has a website. Everything is great. But he has something called OQP, mm-hmm. Only Quality People.
I love it. And when you said that to me, I was like, you down with OQP? Yeah, you know me.
I don't know if he was thinking about Naughty by Nature.
But I've been singing that in my head, though, and yeah. It stuck with me because I'm OQP. Like, you know what? Like, people that are around me, and then we've discussed, like, you know, people that want to collaborate with me or people that are, you know, they want to come into my life all of a sudden, and it's like, OQP, baby.
I just heard an awesome story that relates back to this. Okay, so if you want a mentor, mm-hmm. if you want to, like, let's say you want to take your podcast to the next level and you just want to be the best at podcasting, well, they are out there. Those people do exist. Mm-hmm. Contact them.
Yeah.
Surround yourself with them. Read about them.
Yeah.
Learn about, find out where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know their story. Learn from their mistakes.
Yeah. Yes.
I need be happy about where you are.
Make sure mics are plugged in.
Right. Make sure you're recording. But also respect who you are at the same time. Yeah. Because you know what? You are a quality person for someone else.
Yeah. It's true.
I don't know if I ever told you that I'm on a first name basis with my trash guy. His name is Daniel. He is fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. I love Daniel. You know why? Because he told me he makes the world better by cleaning it up.
Mm-hmm.
So Daniel gets a Christmas card every year with a Dunkin' Donuts $20 gift card in it.
I love that.
All of us are like, ew, that's a terrible job, right? He is happy as fuck mm-hmm. to walk around and pick up your nasty ass trash every single day. Why? Because he's making a difference in the world.
Well, one thing I will say is I don't believe any job is below me. That's for damn sure. Or anybody. I'm firm about that. Like at work and stuff, somebody will say, oh, go do that. Well, that's below my pay grade. Or I don't do that. I'm like, no, bitch, you do. And I'm just one of those. All right, so let's talk about your core values. Let's name them. So I'll go through them really quick. So integrity, honesty, respect, work ethic, and probably my favorite one of yours, accountability.
Yeah, we talked about a lot of this since we did the first podcast. And we're like, you know, you're like, well, we got to bring you back now. And I'm like, all right.
Because everyone loves you.
Yeah, everyone loves me. But yeah. I'm like, you know, what's a good thing to talk about? And like when you're out there, a lot of people listen to your show because they like sex. They want to know tips about dating or whatever else. I think of one thing, and this slapped me in the face. It slaps me in the face a lot. Mm-hmm. And ever since I learned about this, I always have to take a step back and kind of realize that I'm human. Every now and then I fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
I got to hit that reset button. That reset button always brings me back to my core values. I've got about 20 of them.
Okay. But these are your top five.
This can't be a 9-hour podcast.
I know.
Top five.
But
top
hang on. I love that for a minute because it's like it brings you back to your core. Like, and then you have those core values. When you asked me what my core values were, I couldn't answer you because I had never taken the time to. And it's taken me. I've come up with three now. So mine are respect, integrity, and fearlessness. That's for me right now, but I'm working on them. Like, it's not something you can just like spit words out and be like, these are my core values. I need to believe in them, build them, and respect them. You
absolutely
know what I mean?
You know, you also got to put yourself in positions for them too. So when we were talking about this the other day, I wrote them down and I wrote myself out as a human being, as my job, as what I am to my friends, mm-hmm. and as what I am to the future. Mm-hmm. And where do my core values fit into all those?
Yeah.
That was a huge experience for me the other day, by the way, because
I bet it was.
It really was like, there's a couple things I had to shuffle. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, you really probably should be doing this a lot more often.
Mm-hmm. Right, because it aligns your core values with the things that are coming in and out of your life every day. So like, you don't think about it, but then once you match them up, you're like, that situation is not good for me, or that relationship probably isn't the best because it doesn't match my core values. Right. So I fucking love that.
So you have three core values now. Mm-hmm. So write them out as
yourself. In a relationship.
In a relationship.
Yeah.
As a mother.
As a mother.
Mm-hmm. What are your core values? Because you're teaching your child core values now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what are your core values now in all these different aspects? Mm-hmm. And the more you can tighten that up, the better off everything's going to be.
Yeah. I fucking love this. And this is something that I've never thought about before. So
yeah. So it's a fundamental filter for your decision. I don't know if you ever thought about it that way.
Yeah.
It's like your mission statement. Like if you had a business, you have a mission statement, right?
And every business has core values. Like Why don't we talk about this more? Like, seriously, like, I'm going to start asking around. I bet you, Uncle Mo, 90% of people I talk to, more than that, they're going to be like, I don't know. Because I didn't know when you asked me.
Right. And you're, well, I've sprung it on you.
Yeah.
I didn't warn you. But your core values represents, you know, everything in reflection. So it determines, you know, how you're going to make decisions.
Yeah.
And your decisions determine everything.
It's true. Because let's think about this, Uncle Mo. Like, I throw myself back out there. I'm meeting someone new. I'm going to think to myself, does this go with my core values or does it go against it? And that's a big fucking deal.
Right.
It almost like stops you from making a mistake. You know
right,
what I mean? Because
right.
this is not meeting my core value. I'm going to shut this down now. Save myself the trouble.
Right. You meet somebody and light up a cigarette.
Yeah. Right? That's a hell no. Yeah.
So that's health.
Yeah.
Is mm-hmm. health one of your core values?
Yeah.
That person obviously doesn't care about it.
Mm-hmm. No, but it's almost like a mitigation tool for pain in the future.
Yeah.
Saves you a whole lot of fucking
Maybe
time
if
too.
If Twitter had a core value button where you can go, these are my core values. Filter out all these other people who don't match with that. Wait a minute. We probably shouldn't be telling anybody. We should trademark
Uncle Mo,
this.
We should make an app based on core values.
Core value dating app. Oh,
I hate dating apps, but we could have a dating app based on core values. And you select these core values and then people that match your core values. I mean, people can lie, but whatever. And then you can just sync up and you're like, it's almost like love languages. Like,
oh
hey, we are going to get together. And one of those has
love
to be.
Love languages probably is core value.
You're right.
I think it is.
But can we also add sexual appetite? Because I will tell you this. What I see most in a lot of my friends' relationships, a lot of people that have gotten divorced, there is a huge, huge mismatch when it comes to sexual appetite.
Yeah.
And that's a huge fucking problem, by the way. Huge.
Well, for couples, they should honestly sit down and write out their core values and
that's
see
a great
what
idea.
Matches or see what they can improve.
Yes.
And if sexual appetite is one of them,
mm-hmm.
why not improve on that?
Agreed.
Tell me a guy
God
in this
bless.
World that's going to be like, you know what? I don't want to improve on my sexual appetite. He's full of shit.
I mean, Uncle Mo, they're out there. I mean, I've been with guys that don't have a huge sexual appetite. I talk about my appetite as a problem because it is. There's a lot of guys out there that, believe it or not, and I know people don't think this is true, but there's a lot of guys that don't care. They're happy with sex once a week. That to them, they're fulfilled. And me, I'm like, is there a fucking problem?
You're like, there's 24 hours in a day.
Yeah, I'm like, something wrong? Because I haven't gotten fucked in like 8 hours. Like,
oh
what are we doing
God.
Here?
That's hilarious.
All right, so let's bring it back to what are your core values?
All right, well, number one is always integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be.
Huge one.
Wake up, 2 feet hit the ground. Soon as you get up out of bed, that's when integrity starts.
Yeah.
If you half-ass brush your teeth, well, then you're going to be like, well, I didn't really brush my teeth all day because I didn't have integrity when I brushed my teeth. I was told this at a young age. Integrity is doing your best when no one's looking.
Mm.
That's integrity. Okay. And, you know, for me now, like I just told you everything about my mom. It's how would my mom feel about me doing whatever it is, whatever task it is. So if it's driving and I'm cutting people off,
mm-hmm.
my mom wouldn't be happy about that. If it was brushing my teeth and I didn't totally get the teeth in the back, she wouldn't be happy about that. She told me how to brush my teeth, you know? Integrity starts everything. It's the number one push-off for everything else that happens.
Mm-hmm.
The second one would be honesty. Honesty is huge. And, you know, don't lie to me, you know?
Honesty with others and honesty to you. Yeah, agreed. Yeah.
You know, I'm not that kid that still believes in the Easter Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Santa Claus isn't real.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that. Don't give me your lies. If you tell me you can't do something, don't try to do it and don't do it. You know what I mean? Like, don't lie
to me. Yeah, just
be
honest about it, right?
Say you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. It's gonna make everything else not so much of a burden, you know, and it's the fastest way to prevent a mistake from turning into a failure is honesty.
So true.
Yeah. Another one is respect. We've talked about this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Respect is huge, and it's for yourself and for others. You get what you give. If I'm putting respect into somebody, I expect respect in return. If I'm treating somebody like crap and they treat me like crap, I shouldn't be shocked.
Agreed. Respect is that's what my number one on
yeah.
my corp.
Yeah. And everything that we do nowadays is against respect. Watch the news.
Mm-hmm.
Get on social media. Do whatever you can.
Yep.
People just don't care about respect anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Show me your bank account. It'll let me know if you respect your bills.
Yeah.
You made a choice to have a burden of money. If you don't pay your bills in time, you don't respect your choices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're online and you're chewing people out on Facebook and sending them stupid stuff off direct messenger, you don't respect that person. Mm-hmm. And you don't respect the fact that maybe they can turn this around to you and nowadays get you fired by your job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have no respect. You have to have respect every single day. Put it in the bank.
For others and most importantly yourself.
Put it in the bank. It's savings. Mm-hmm. It comes back. It pays.
Yeah.
Respect is huge. It's the one of the biggest motivators for me. And it's what I'm willing to develop with other people, which you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, and this also comes from my mother, is work ethic.
Big proponent of work ethic as well.
Work my father fucking hard.
Yes. And then work harder. I'm a big person on that as well.
Everybody our age knows who Michael Jordan is.
Love him.
And why? It was work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just go practice five free throws.
You know what's funny? When you talk about Michael Jordan, I don't think about his accolades and all of his rings and all of his trophies. I think about the work ethic and the dedication that that man put into his craft, you know?
He went out there and said, I'm tall, I'm fast, I'm athletic, but so is all these other guys.
Yep.
I want to be better than all of them. Mm-hmm. How am I going to be better than all of them? It's my work ethic.
Yeah.
There's a documentary on him where it shows him practicing until like 3 a.m.
I fucking love that documentary, by the way. It was on HBO. Fantastic. Absolutely loved it. Yes. And he was the first one there, last one to leave. Hard work.
Absolutely.
Determination.
People can identify you by your work ethic. Mm-hmm. And you know what? They can identify you when you're not working.
Yep.
So they can see your weakness. They know you don't have work ethic.
Can I tell you something that I learned in college that has always stuck with me? Not everything else, because this is the one thing I learned in college. Okay. It's called opportunity cost. So what it is your hard work late at night, or you're in that gym at 3 a.m., or you're missing, you know, partying and drinking with your friends because I'm recording a podcast and editing it. That's my opportunity cost. I'm missing that for my opportunities.
I love that.
And for me, opportunity cost is always worth it. That has always stuck with me from economics. It just always has. And like, I always think to myself, this is an opportunity cost. I am going to benefit from missing that in my, you know, opportunities I'm going to have.
Mm-hmm. That is perfect. You know, everybody sees that beautiful house with the nice siding and the painted windows and the beautiful architectural shingles that look good in the sun and all that stuff. They don't look at the foundation.
Yep. You're right.
Mm-hmm. The foundation is
they don't
so
look
important.
At the cost that you know, all the things that it cost them to get there for that opportunity,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So opportunity costs, huge fan of.
Yeah, you know, with work ethics, it's a criteria for me. Number one is give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
Give a shit.
This world lacks a lot of that right now.
Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing.
I will not surround myself with anybody like that, by the way. I can't. They can't relate to me. I cannot relate to them.
Another thing is do what you're going to say you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I've met so many people who are like, yeah, I think I can do that, or I kind of can do that. I was like, no, those aren't words I use.
You know, someone said to me the other day, they were like, man, Adrian, whatever you put your mind to, you fucking do it. And I'm like, you don't?
Right. And you know why? It's probably because the next step of like the criteria for me, it's focusing.
Mm-hmm.
You focus on what you want to do. You know,
I got to see it through. Mm-hmm.
What you feed is what grows. If you feed yourself bullshit, you're going to be surrounded by it. If you focus on success, watch out. That trophy case is going to get huge.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just keep focusing on your work ethic, everything works out great. And then also just take the initiative. Mm-hmm. The first step is the most important one.
Right. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just get started.
Well, the first step could be a step backwards.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Make that step forwards. Mm-hmm. Make that first step happen and keep moving forward. Take those steps and clearly separate your professional from your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If your work ethic means that you want to be the top person at your company, cut your personal life out of it.
Yep.
Don't even mention it. Don't look at it. Don't include it. I would even be willing to say,
laser focused.
Don't let your coworkers see your social media.
Also, don't fuck your coworkers. We
probably
learned
that
last
time.
I just want to throw that out there.
Flashback.
Yeah. Remember last episode? Yeah. Don't fuck your coworkers.
Don't go to the third floor with a special key with a guy that's got a baby arm for a penis.
Oh my God. That story will never die.
It never will, because it's recorded, so it won't.
So fucking
funny. But you know what, though? This is perfect examples of it, though, because there are so many people out there that are just like you and just like me. And they're like, you know, there are people who sent you questions about Mo or whatever. And it's like, I have a story, but it's my story.
Right.
All of us have a story. Mm-hmm. All of us have been involved in something that got us to where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We're here today.
Yes.
And we can still step forward.
Yep.
And we can still tackle whatever
press
we want to tackle.
Press that fucking reset
Hit
button.
Hit that fucking reset. We need a fucking reset button.
I'm going to get one.
Yeah,
okay.
We need a reset button.
Yep.
I mean, it's huge. And it's just a way to shuffle things up and go, yeah. All right, I'm going to stick to these core values. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get back to kicking ass in life.
Yep.
I don't have told you, I bought a shower curtain and the shower curtain says kick today in the dick.
For real? I'm going to need a picture of this. Yeah. That's hysterical. Where'd you get it? Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon. Kick today in the dick. And you know what? Wow. I take a shower every morning.
And you look
and
at it.
I drink coffee. You know?
Yeah.
So I look at that shower curtain. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn right. And I'm then
do
I
that.
Turn to that YouTube video.
I love
and
it.
And I listen. And I look in the mirror and I go, you got this, buddy.
This comes down to your next core value, accountability.
Oh, it's the most important. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to just look in that fucking mirror and go, what's going on, man? Mm-hmm. Like, you can sit. There's so many friends that are going to go, oh, you're going through a rough time. Let's go drink beer right now. Mm-hmm. Well, that beer ain't going to help you.
Or me. Hey, Adrian, tough times. Go sit on a hard dick. Yeah. Right.
That dick ain't going to help you.
No, it's not. I know.
It's going to make you feel good. I mean.
Hold on for like 5 minutes. They're just kidding. 35, 45.
I'm glad I choose beer. It lasts longer.
Oh, my God. No, but you're right. I mean, that's why I started the 60-day no-D diet, because I'm like, the immediate guilt I would feel afterwards, I'm just like, no. Like I did in 2017 when I got out of my marriage. I'm like, that didn't work for me. Let's try something else.
Right.
You know?
To quote mom, right? Mm-hmm. If it is not working out for you, the only person who's going to make the change is you. Mm-hmm. That is the reason why I have this tattoo.
Yeah.
It's accountability.
Yep.
Nobody else out there gives a shit.
I know.
You don't share bills with people. Mm-hmm. So why the fuck should they care?
I saw this quote and it said, you know, put yourself at the top of your priority list, because you are not there anywhere else in the world for anyone else.
Right.
Only yourself.
Only yourself. Yes. You know what? Here's the other thing about Mo. A lot of people don't know. Mm-hmm. I am my
worst. Oh, that rhymes.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. I'm a poet.
Your poet didn't know it. Oh, I'll be here all week.
I'm down with OQP.
Yeah, you know me.
So I am my biggest villain. Mm-hmm. I am my villain. Okay. The voices in my head are fucking insane. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you ain't worth shit. You're not trying hard enough. Mm-hmm. You didn't care. Try caring tomorrow. You know, like, let's make this happen. I'm
You're
my
your
toughest
biggest critic.
I'm my worst boss. I'm my most abrasive evaluator. Mm-hmm. But it's only because I expect the best out of myself. And that comes with accountability. It's the mm-hmm. bond that commits me to results.
Yeah.
And when I make those results, shit changes.
Damn. You're schooling me today. You're schooling everybody.
I stand up for my core values. I defend them. And I'm also human. I mean, I've broken my core before. I've lied. I've acted out of respect. Mm-hmm. I've given something to the worst effort I could have. But it all comes back to that reset button. You can yes. hit that reset button and then look in the mirror and go, you know what? This shit is in my head. Mm-hmm. I can readjust everything and move forward.
Right. I'm human. I made a mistake. I'm going to move forward.
I've done it recently. Like within the past couple of weeks, I've hit that reset button. Same. And I was like, you are not doing what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Get back at it. Mm-hmm. Be a fucking animal.
Absolutely. I love this. And I'm living proof of it right now.
So I used to do songs all the time. It's like, listen to songs. You know what songs are? Emotions. Mm-hmm. You know what emotions are? Things we can't control.
Yep.
Stop listening to songs. Started listening to things that told me about the things that I can control. Mm-hmm. That's my brain.
Life changing.
Yeah.
There's some life changing shit right here.
Absolutely. It's changing
lives. I love
it,
Uncle Mo. Yes. Hell yeah. All right, so Uncle Mo, my listeners have questions for you.
Oh, boy.
I know. Get ready.
I don't know if I am. I didn't study.
Yeah. And there's one for me, too, which I'll answer it. But okay. So the first question is, do you have a vision for what your future love life will look like?
I do and I don't. Okay. So a part of like what I've been working on for the past few years is myself, mm-hmm. right? So no, because I've been working on me. But yes, I've been working on making myself a better person for someone else, mm-hmm. if that's possible. The hardest part about it, as a lot of us that are older, is trying to find that right person.
I know.
And it's tough. But, you know, I have a lot of confidence in myself.
As you should.
Every time I break, I hit that reset button and I'm good, right? I get back to where I want to be. But I like having fun. Mm-hmm. I like dancing, singing, having a good time too. So I know I'm an all-around person. And whenever it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
I'm not sweating it.
I know. And like when you talk about like what your future love life will look like, I just want it to be healthy. I think that's a good word.
It'll be better than healthy, because I'm sure at this time frame, I'll meet somebody who's in the same shoes as I am. Mm-hmm. And they'll go, you know what I didn't like? A lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. But let's not worry about that. let's build an empire.
Right. All right. So someone had a question for me. I snuck this in there because she asked too. She said, Adrian, do you plan to stay single forever due to your past failed relationships? Like, bitch is getting deep. do I plan to stay single forever? Hell no. You know, I mean, I want a strong man to stand next to me. I just don't want someone that I have to prop up. I say that a lot. And I do not think that I will get married again, but I should really stop saying never, you know, never say never. But being single forever, no, I don't see that for me.
You never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Right. They're,
like, I love the fact that you ask people questions and that they give you feedback and stuff like that. And it is kind of hard to like honestly answer questions like that because you can't predict tomorrow or else we'd all be millionaires, right?
Exactly.
We'd all be flying around in hover cars.
Call me now.
Yes. Yeah. Mr. Caller, caller. But like if we could predict
the
future.
That's not how that goes, by the way.
Mr. Lover, lover. Yeah. I don't know. I tried. I've been to Jamaica once.
Oh, my God.
Just one time. But, like, if we could predict the future, we'd make it happen.
Right.
We can't predict the future.
Yeah.
I can hope
and plan.
Well, hope is a terrible plan.
Uh-oh.
I'm glad you said that.
Uh-oh.
Here comes another lesson.
Help me, Sensei.
Are you ready to go down this road?
Yes, always.
Hope is a terrible plan.
Yeah.
Never say that again.
All right.
All right, look. Seriously.
Okay.
I hope I make more money next year. How stupid does that sound?
Okay. Yeah, it does.
How about this? I'm going to do better at my job. They're going to recognize me for all the hard work I do. I'm going to make more money next year.
I love that. That
hope
that frame,
is a terrible
change
plan.
I'm going to change the frame set of my mind. I'll never say that again.
Hope is a word you don't use.
Okay.
You want another word you don't use?
What?
Hate. I hate this. I hate that. I hate this. I hate that. You know what people are going to focus on? The shit you don't like.
Yep.
Nobody's going to see what you do like.
So true.
Stop it.
All right. I feel I'm going to go to timeout.
Stop it.
No, I need to hear that shit. This is why I love you.
Yeah.
All right. So this question, people are going to ask this, but we just discussed this last weekend and I'm glad they brought it up. Okay. So has Uncle Mo ever shot his shot with you?
With you?
Yes.
Hell no.
I know.
Hey. Hell no.
Wait a minute.
And it's not because.
It's not yet.
You would be an incredible person for somebody. That is obvious. That's obvious. It's the one of the major reasons why we have made a connection and why we're friends and stuff like that. But I am tired of fucking up friendships.
Yes.
I am tired of making decisions that says, you know what? I just have a sexual addiction or a reaction or whatever it is. I wake up with, you know, emotions too. But my brain is better.
Yep.
And I'm a lot smarter. And I've built this concrete thing inside of me that says, make better decisions and stop fucking up friendships.
Yeah.
And the better you can build off friendships, the better your future is going to be. Get that one person, a buddy of mine. I love this guy. And he found the most beautiful person in the world. And he's getting married to her. And it is like one of the greatest things that's going on in my life right now because they've asked me to be the minister at their wedding.
Uncle Mel, tying knots.
Yeah. So you know what I did? I paid the $35 to get the damn card in my wallet because that's all you have to do.
Wait.
You don't actually have to do anything.
Now you can slam me on my forehead and say I'm healed, right?
No, is that how that works? I don't know if I'm qualified to do that. I'm just qualified to carry this little thing in my wallet that says I can marry people. But
oh
I'm
God.
So happy for them that they actually found somebody.
But here's the thing. I am a big believer, and I know it goes against a lot of what people say. And I know we talked about like the Steve Harvey, like men cannot be friends with women. Now, I'm not going to say people don't size people up. I agree with that. And if someone said like, would you fuck Uncle Mo? I mean, yeah, but I'm not fucking going to. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I value and respect you and I love our friendships so much.
That's gotta
I would
top.
Never cross that line. And by the way, once you cross that line, there ain't no coming back.
Yeah, everybody
ever.
Should actually
and I don't
go
ruin
look
that.
Up that Steve Harvey video though.
Yeah.
Because it is pretty good. And he does have a valid point.
Yeah.
That a lot of men, we just think with our stuff. And we're like, we just want to go, we're alpha males. We want to go out and get laid. Like
I agree
that
with that. But there is the 1%. And you were definitely that with me. We discussed that last week. And you can be friends. There's nothing there. And like, I would never jeopardize our connection as friends ever for that. Right. There's plenty of other dicks.
Right.
There's plenty of other pussies. We don't have to fuck each other up.
Look, here's the best part about that Steve Harvey video. He is a celebrity, right? Mm-hmm. And he has an amazing story. I don't know if you ever knew about him, but he actually used to live in his car. He was homeless for a while. Like, Steve Harvey is amazing. Mm-hmm. I love watching him on that game show because he's so funny.
Oh my God.
And he engages with people and his reactions
are real.
Quick.
He's fucking real.
He's real. Mm-hmm. He's awesome. But you know what? He can be wrong because he's human.
Right.
We can all be wrong.
Right.
And why don't I prove him wrong by being the 1% that says I can have as many friends that are women and not cross over the lines.
I talk about how I have a lot of male friends and I have never even thought about fucking them, you know? So I definitely believe it can happen. I do think it's rare, but it can happen. And so, no, you're not shooting any shots. I'm not shooting any shots. We are, you know, friends.
It comes back to core values.
Yes.
And one of the core values of responsibility, right? So like, if we go out and we're drinking, drinking is when bad decisions happen. Mm-hmm. All right. So if we're out, we're drinking, and that's the bad decisions, I go, oh, well, look at the little podcast lady's boobs over there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's when the stuff happens. And if you can sit on top of that and you can control that and manage it, you're going to be better off.
Well, one of the core values is respect that we both want to have on our list. And like, we respect each other so much. We would never do that.
Absolutely.
I would never ruin that ever. So. Answer is no, but you're thanks right. for asking. And actually six people asked. So.
Six.
Because, yeah, people just believe that, you know, guys and girls can't be friends, you know?
Right.
So.
Well, you know what, though? Probably because they haven't seen the other side.
Mm-hmm. I have. I mean,
7.8 billion
people.
Don't listen to one or two of them.
Right.
Get out there.
All right. So this question, she says, I want to know about your mom. Is that where you get your strength and all of your wit from?
Wow.
I know. I thought, wow, this is a really...
You seriously, somebody said you that?
I am dead serious. I'll let you know her name after the show.
That's
but yeah,
insane.
This is for real.
You know what? That's honorable because a lot of what I do nowadays, it's out of respect for my mother. And my mother was the one that taught me the core values. And she was the one that wanted me to be a better person. And I was ignoring it for years.
I have to be honest with you. When she asked this question, I thought to myself, does she know you? Because I know that everything comes to you. You talk about your mother all the time. A lot of things come from your mother, you know, like, and it literally stopped me in my tracks. And I responded to her and I was just like, wow, like that's a deep question. You don't realize
it
how deep that is.
It is a very unfair fact that I compare everybody and everything to my mom. That's unfair because nobody will be as good.
No. Like,
she would have.
I love how much you love her.
Whoever your top figure is in life, she'd have been a million times better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just how her brain worked. And she came from a life where she was held down and sheltered. Her father, my grandfather, I love the guy to death, but he was like, you're not going to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
Women don't do that.
Mm.
Women belong in the kitchen.
Wow.
And
that was her generation, though.
That was her generation. Yeah. Still no excuse.
Yep.
You know, it's not right.
And
my grandfather is a lot of who I am today. Like, he had a lot of influence on my life. But my mother raised me.
Mm-hmm.
My mother gave me my values. My mother told me right from wrong. My mother told me how to have fun. My mother told me how to enjoy myself in music and people and everything like that. Everything I owe up to it is that my heart belongs to my dad. He told me how to like.
So she gave you your strength for sure.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yeah. It was funny. She used those words, strength and then your wit, because you are very witty. And it's funny because you talk about the stories about your mother like saying to you, go look in the mirror. You'll get fed up.
She was literally like, shut up, kid. Like, that's what that meant.
And you say you got her sarcasm from her. Right.
Yeah. She was teaching me a lesson at the same time by being sarcastic.
Right.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah. It's just funny to me how somebody, just a listener, heard you just one time and picked that up.
That's crazy.
I know.
Because a lot of people that know me know how important she is and know like everything I do is kind of back related to that.
Yeah.
So it's honorable that somebody picked up on that just from my words.
It pulled my heartstrings too. I'm not going to lie.
Like,
I know.
1,000 punches in the face at one time. That's awesome. But I love it. I think it's great because that's what I'm trying to do.
There you go. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. It is. I see it all the time with you. So, all right. Now it's time for rapid fire. I have, of course, sex questions.
Boy,
come on.
Fire.
I got to make them quick. Okay.
Should I go take cover?
Yeah.
Take cover. Rapid fire.
Yeah. What were you saying? Like, pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew. Yeah.
All right. So what's your favorite position?
Favorite position.
Come on.
If I have to pick one, I would say, could it be called squatting?
Girl on top?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yes. And she, but she's on her feet.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one of my pro tips, by the way. It's funny you mentioned that position. So I totally get what you're saying. So like, it's the girl on top and she's squatting.
Yeah.
And going up and down on your deck.
It's
right.
Like a lot of effort for her. And it's like, she's putting a lot of effort in for you.
Yeah.
It's hot.
You like a giver. It is hot. Yeah. I like doing that too. And I will say, pro tip, ladies. Like, I think I talked about this on one of my previous episodes. You know, a lot of women get on top and they're just like, their knees are next to the guy and they're just like riding, right? No, like, get on your feet and like squat up and down the deck.
That was the episode. Number one,
it feels better. Okay.
We were talking about physical fitness.
Oh, right. Yes. Get in the gym, do your squats, do your lunges, because that is like, I agree, that's a hot position.
Yeah, it is. Fun.
And also, if you can hold onto a headboard up top, it's even better because your tits are in his face.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So get a headboard.
Okay.
Look them up on Amazon.
Yes. All right. Next. Are you a tits or ass man?
Oh my God. How many conversations have I had about that? You know, I'm going to throw you a curveball.
What?
Legs.
Legs. Because you like that girl to be able to stand on her feet and ride your dick, bitch.
That's right. Or have you ever heard
Have
you ever heard the Van Halen song, Drop Dead Legs?
Mm-mm.
I love Van Halen. And that song, it's dead on.
All right.
Drop Dead Legs. Legs will bring you into the conversation.
All right.
And make everything else happen.
My favorite part on a man, you would think is a dick, but I like backs. Strong backs.
Backs, huh?
Yes. Isn't that weird?
Big, like strong.
Like
back.
Real strong. Like when I see a guy working out at the gym and I can't not look. It's not happening.
You know
what's
hilarious about that is that one of the most difficult exercises for a guy to do is a chin up.
Mm-hmm.
That's back muscles.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Build your back, dudes.
God bless. Mm.
Get those chin ups in. I got a buddy.
I don't talk about this right now.
I got a buddy who's ripping. He's single, ladies. Mm-hmm. And I know him as Uncle Mo. One of my best friends is single. He is ripping out like 50 chin ups a day. He put a chin up bar underneath his deck and he goes out every morning and does 50 chin ups.
Damn. Go ahead.
He's got a back.
Oh God. All right, so show me a picture later. All right, the next question. Okay, this is personal. You do not have to answer this, but someone asked, when's the last time you had sex?
Oh man.
Oh God. I pity the fool if you're looking over here.
It has been a couple of weeks, maybe longer.
Are you on a no V diet?
I'm not on a no V diet. I'm more of on a respect diet, and that situation
like that.
Had me trying to figure out where the respect was going.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to know if the respect was going towards me or towards someone else, but I was like, you know what? Let's
take a break. All right.
Let's not necessarily take a break. Let's value respect and let's
your
not
stocks
just
are just
do
always
these.
Rising. These bitches are going to be going crazy again. All the this is the way that you are.
That's
I love.
Not the point. That's not the point. The
I
point
know.
Is for
that's
everybody
why
else's stock to go up. You know, and especially with other people that I know. And if I'm in a conflict with somebody with them,
mm-hmm.
and we are having sex or we're doing something like that, maybe I want their stock to rise too.
Yeah.
Maybe I care.
You would say that. Yeah. Aw. All right. So, what's your biggest turn on?
Oh man, is it the legs? No. Okay. So, is it physical or emotional?
It could be either. It's just your answer. Biggest turn on.
Can we do? Two?
Yeah.
Physical.
Okay.
Height.
Mm. Wow. I've never heard a guy say that, but you're so tall.
I am not going to say.
You're so tall, though. That's
I'm
why.
Not going to say that I'm not attracted to short women, mm-hmm. because there are some beautiful short women out there, and they're gorgeous.
But
right?
You got to have somebody that can come near you. I understand.
I have met some incredibly beautiful short women, but you know what I think of? It's like, I'm going to look weird when I reach down and kiss you or something like that, or there's going to be some
Yeah, your height
hiccup.
Is a great thing.
Yeah. I'm not the tallest guy in the world, but I do have some height to me.
Yeah.
So that is one thing that I do consider.
Tall women. I love it.
I will ignore it.
You know, a lot of tall women are insecure about that. So love that.
But I would ignore it if, you know, the right person exists and they're like, you know what?
Right.
They're short or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
I usually like taller guys too, but if it's, I don't mind.
Yeah. Get a stool, stand on it. It'll make it easier for my back. Right.
All right. So you said physical. Okay. Yeah. So what?
Emotional. Mm-hmm. Confidence.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Same with me.
When
confidence is
like,
everything.
When somebody says these words, I got this. I'm like, damn right you do.
Mm-hmm.
Damn right you do. Now, you know what? Show me.
Yep.
That's the part
confidence
don't
is
say.
Key. In and out of the bedroom.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So blondes or brunettes?
I don't think it matters.
Okay.
I would.
Non-discriminatory. I mean, I like it.
I'm not going to say Sinead O'Connor was a bad looking woman either. And she didn't have any hair.
There you go. My biggest concern is I don't want any hair down there.
Right. You know what though? Like I think that the blonde brunette thing goes back to confidence. Mm-hmm. Was like, if somebody is like, does he like blondes? Are they mm-hmm. brunette? And they're saying that because they don't feel like they were given a fair chance or something like that, or vice versa, whatever mm-hmm. it was. Be comfortable with whoever you are.
Agree.
Be beautiful with whoever you are. Mm-hmm. God gave you everything you have. Kick the world in the dick.
Yeah.
That's where curtain. I'm going to be like, you have got it made. Mm-hmm. I'm highly interested. You've just turned up the sexy scale on me.
Love it. Oh, you're awesome, Uncle Mo. Thank you for answering all those questions.
Nice.
There were more, but those are my favorites. Yes. All right. So before we get going, somebody told me this week, you meet someone for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And I want to tell you that the person that I thought of when he was telling me this was you.
Awesome.
We just recently met, you know, and it was because of the show, which is kind of funny. And it was for a motherfucking reason, like the reason why we met.
Listen, you told me that a lot of people liked this episode that I was on before. Mm-hmm. I love a lot of the other ones.
Oh,
even
thanks.
The ones you told me, you're like, I don't know how I feel about this episode or whatever. I'm like, that episode was amazing.
Thank you.
You got to go back and listen to it and pick up these things on it. Like, your show is amazing.
Thank you so much.
And I'm sure it's doing a lot for other people. Like, you know, who cares what I say? Like, it seriously has had effect on a lot of people that you're probably not even hearing of.
It means the world to me, seriously. And so I just want to thank you for the relentless support, all of the encouragement, and of course, motivation. I hope that you're someone that sticks around with me for a lifetime. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I wanted to take a moment to say that to you because when he read that quote, you're the first person I thought of because, awesome. You know, you haven't known me long. You don't owe me anything. I don't owe you anything. And yet you're there. And I need someone like you in my life at this moment. So like, you're here for a reason. I hope it's for a lifetime.
Well, we talked about this when we first met. Mm-hmm. What was the quote I said when we first met?
I can't remember.
Oh, I just put you on the spot. Are you going to look out the rearview mirror?
Oh, yes.
Are you going to look out the windshield?
Mm-hmm. It's my favorite quote. Right? Yes. Yep.
I just want to sit beside you mm-hmm. while you look out your windshield and you go kick the world in the dick.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to sit beside you. I'm going to ride shotgun. I'm going to play the radio.
There you go.
We're going to play some Billy Ocean.
Okay.
Rock and roll.
Wait, Van Halen, I thought.
Some Van Halen. All right, some Drop Dead Legs. Damn right.
There we go. All right.
Second song, Billy Ocean.
But I want to take a moment just to thank you because your friendship means the world to me. And awesome. I really, really appreciate and value you. Yeah, I do.
Thank you.
All right. So in 2 weeks, I got my girl Carissa coming on. And listen, she's a fucking firecracker. So buckle up, baby. Also, I'm going to have a fun talk. It's going to be so many penises, so little time. We're going to talk about the many types of penises. You know, there's a lot out there. It's like Forrest Gump and it's like rain. There was upwards rain, downward rain. There was even sideways rain. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, my God. There was that movie or something. Was it Superbad where they drew all the different dicks?
Just so you know. So I have a thing with drawing dicks. It's my thing.
Oh, my God.
In fact, this is a fun fact. I, at work, started my dick drawing game. And my boss was like, Adrian, you are responsible for the improval of morale with your dick drawing game. I mean, what? I hide dicks. I put post-it note dicks. Oh, my God. I had to make a presentation for my boss one time and I put two circles and a big oval. And I wrote the words in them.
Can you imagine being somebody who has to hire somebody? And you're like, why should you hire this somebody? Well, they draw great dicks.
It's all about the ball hairs, too, by the way. Let me tell you. Like,
oh, my God. Did you see
I am skilled.
The amount of hair that's on the balls? We have to hire her right now.
Listen, I'm highly trained. I mean, if you want an artiste, I'm your girl. Fucking Picasso. And I sign the bottom, you know, because I'm going to be famous one day and they can just sell them off, you know.
I want one. I need to frame one.
All right. I got you. I got a good growler I could draw for you. All right. So we're going to talk about like pencil dicks and curved penises and torpedoes and micro penises and fire hoses and eggplants and mushroom clouds and two pump jumps.